Well, you know, on Saturday nights here on SiriusXM, we do Elvis memories. We do your memories of Elvis. We also do memories of your life and thoughts about your life that relate to Elvis songs. And the Elvis memory concept came about years ago when someone had written me an email telling me what they did, where they were, and what the circumstances were when they heard that Elvis had passed away on August 16th of 1977. Well, something occurred this week that relates to my own Elvis memory of what happened on that day, August 16th of 1977. And I realized that I had never shared my own Elvis memory of that particular incident on the show on Saturday night, even though I've been on the air here on Elvis Radio as the very first voice ever heard on Elvis Radio, right into our ninth year as we are now. And I thought, well, we're approaching Elvis Week, and we're approaching the 35th anniversary, and I thought back to what I did 35 years ago, and it was this incident that occurred this past week that brought a flood of memories back that not only put that day, but a whole bunch of other things that were connected into perspective. It all started back in 1970, actually. I was working at WWDJ, which is a radio station just outside of New York. In fact, you could look out the window and see New York City, where we were all basically trying to compete with the big New York top 40 powerhouse radio stations at that time. And the program director asked me if I would go and pick up this guy at the airport who was coming in from Miami. And he was going to be on the air, and I did. His name was Al Brady. I then familiarized Al with all the equipment and so forth and the format, and as he started out at WWDJ. 4 years later, in 1974, Al was the assistant program director of WNBC in New York. He called me and said, well, how would you like to come to New York and work at WNBC? And of course, at that time, being a rather young DJ, I said, wow, okay, of course I would. So he was very instrumental in my being hired at WNBC, originally as the production manager and also on air. So I became the production manager, and I did weekends to start and fill in, and then eventually replaced Al when he left as the assistant program director, and then became acting program director in 1977. In the meantime, Al and I did a lot of fill-in, especially for Imus. We all had different names. There was Imus in the morning. There was Cousin Brucey, Vernon with a V, Oogie Pringle, and even my name was Radio City Bill Rockefeller. Bill Rock is in there somewhere. And Al became known as just plain Al Brady. In 1978, Al took over as the program director of the NBC-owned and operated stations. He was down in Washington, D.C. for a while, then he returned to New York again, this time to be the program director of WABC. From WABC, Al returned to Boston and then went one more time to New York, where he would assume the position of vice president and general manager of WYNY. Well, I spent 16 years at WYNY working again with Al. From YNY, Al then took over as vice president of programming of NBC Radio. Well, here's how Al fits into my day, August 16th of 1977. I got up that morning and drove to Boston to visit my friend Al Brady, who had been made general manager at WHDH. The next day, Elvis was to have been in concert in Portland, Maine, less than a two-hour drive from Boston, and some of us were going to plan to make the trip up there for the concert. I remember that day so well that I even remember where it was that we ate. We ate at the Copley Square Hotel restaurant. You see, I had worked in Boston before going to New York as program director of WMEX. Al and I were sitting around talking in the conference room when suddenly someone burst into the room with the news that Elvis was dead. We all looked at each other with disbelief. See, Al and I had gotten into this business as rock and roll DJs, and now we had just been told that the king of rock and roll was dead. Al sprang up and immediately told the staff the station would play nothing but Elvis music for at least a day and continue to update the audience with news of the situation. Little did either one of us know that day that 35 years later, the world would still be paying tribute to Elvis Aaron Presley, and I would be in my ninth year as the longest-running DJ on Elvis Radio. Nor did we know that one of us would pass away so close to that date. Al would have been 68 years old coming up September the 27th. He passed away this past Monday. Al had been ill for a long time, and he was in a nursing home in New Hampshire, and I would write to him. And the last correspondence I had was on Monday, just prior to his death. In the email that I'd written to him, I told him I was grateful for his help, helping me start my career in New York, which has now gone on for several decades, in both radio and television, and still continues. So the song Memories has a new significance to me, not only of my memories of Elvis, but also my friend, a radio giant, Al Brady.
Memories press between the pages of my mind.